you have an iPhone, or do you have any devices you use?
I use Android phone because the SDR on, I mean, the output on the iPhones is just too strong. Even though I don't put my phone up against my side of my head. I'm also looking into, I don't know what the word is, but taking all the bloatware out of my Android phone, like breaking it down and almost completely de-Googling my phone.
Oh, gotcha. I know if you have an Apple iTunes subscription, and you can use that on Android, you can download all the music from that platform so that you don't have to be connected to the internet, and it can play when you're off the grid. So that's why I was saying if you've got, you know, another phone, whether it's Android or Apple, it doesn't make a difference, but that Apple subscription would let you download all the music to the hardware on the phone where you don't have to be connected to the internet except when you download it the first time.
Oh, that sounds good. See, that's what I want to do. Okay, I got to look into that. That I got to do. I got to look into that because that I want to do because the whole thing is this. When you go to someone's house, if you've got a really good table, which I have, I don't have one of these El Cheapo tables. I have something really good. So when you get on it, you know you're on something good. The other thing is I have some clients that like a hot table, so I have a super fast table heater, even though I know and you know that you shouldn't be laying on top of an electric blanket or something built like an electric blanket. It's not good for your nervous system or your body, but, you know, it is what it is, and so, you know, the more comfortable you, let me give you an example. There was this woman that, when it was colder here in Florida, all the rooms are to a specific temperature where I work, and she was telling me she wants a heater. So the next time she came in, I knew she was coming in, I bought a heater for her at Walmart. My room was nice and warmed up, so when I took the blanket down to do her back and everything, the room was warm enough, and I bought a ointment heater. And so when I put the ointment on her back, it was warm, and the room was warm. The lady gave me a $100 tip just because I thought about her.
You know, it's so much fun when people have wanting to tip somebody like that. That's great. So yeah, I can see why you'd want to do the extra, you know, the extra mile because it does help with tips. When you said that about the heating pad or the heating blanket, I thought about, well, what about all those people that had to sleep in a water bed? Because if you didn't heat that thing, you would freeze to death in it.